Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my
mind. Welcome back, 17 Till, Little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. His new book is called Chuck Versus the Business World, and I highly recommend it to you. And Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Obamacare, the bailing wire legislation that this legislation is being held together by bailing wire, as my dad would say. And Ray, it's coming apart now because it started. Here's the interesting thing about Obamacare: it the moment they got it together and the president and then we passed Congress. And the president signed it the moment. I'm talking about the ink wasn't dry, literally. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is not hyperbole. The ink wasn't dry on the paper, Ray, before it started unraveling. And the first thing was the form of exemptions. All right?
Oh, in terms of...
Corporations and unions begging and getting thousands of exemptions, people who got approval to not be part of this. The ink wasn't dry on his signature before that started happening.
Oh, well, when you look at the myriad of regulations and taxes and everything else and requirements that are going on here, that's inevitable. I mean, we still don't, you know, it speaks volumes that you can be this far away from when legislation passed, and people still really don't have a clue as to how this thing is going to work, theoretically, right?
I mean, but what we do know are the things that... Here's what's happening, though. I've decided that I don't think not knowing how it's going to work is as big a concern. This bill has given us a gift. It's the great gift of being so bad that the things that we know about it... acceptable.
Two,
I mean, the 1099 is gone now, right? We don't have to worry about the 1099 thing anymore. Well, that alleged funding is gone, right?
Right. There are two things. There's you know, the two things that business hates the most, right? Uncertainty, but what we're certain about are negatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're uncertain that, oh, this could be good. It's not. It's just a matter of how bad is it going to be. And when you start looking at the big way this is all laid out and the key issues, it's got to be really bad. And I think that you're right. That's ultimately the problem here, why so many businesses are sitting on the side and saying, should I, you know, the uncertainty comes in. Okay, I know this is going to not be good for healthcare and healthcare costs and coverage, but how bad is it going to be? Can I go out there and hire somebody or hire X number of workers when I don't know how bad this is going to be?
Ray, I don't even think we have to wait for that. I think the way the thing is unraveling now, the way with the 1099 thing, with the Class Act coming back, and whichever agency has now determined that's actually well, the administration now has had to admit that a major part of this bill was basically a defective part, and so now what we have is this thing that apparently is still going forward, that, as you said, it was supposed to have fixed a bunch of stuff, but now we know it's not even going to fix those.
Right, it's just going to create. Well, it's just going to create more problems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to raise... I mean, when you look at... Take the three big parts of this legislation. Number one is okay, we've got to... I'll put spending at the end. Number one is taxes. Taxes are going to go up in a whole host of areas. We started to talk about that last section of the show, but there are higher income taxes, higher capital gains taxes and dividends taxes for upper income earners, meaning investors and entrepreneurs. higher taxes on pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, medical device makers, so on and so on. So you're going to have these big tax increases that go through. That's number one. So then why are these big tax increases there? Because of huge spending increases, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. this is the scam that was put forth that if maybe a trillion dollars or just under a trillion won't scare people that much into running away from this legislation. So we'll put out essentially fake projections because mm-hmm. they don't cover the, you know, when right. this is all being debated, we heard, well, it could cost up to $1 trillion more over the coming decade. Well, that didn't cover for several years when this isn't even in effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then plus all the other problems that come along with when government does these projections. Something more realistic is, you know, various estimates have been put out there, $2.5 to $3 trillion. It's probably going to wind up being more than that because mm-hmm. it's always more than that when you have a massive expansion.
And we all know that it's probably going to be 2 or 3 times more than that.
Right, exactly. That multiple times.
But the thing, Ray, we need to wrap it up before this next segment. Yeah. Here's the thing that I think most people out on Main Street are determining, and that's that as this thing continues to fall apart and has been falling apart since moment one of its life. It's obvious to me, and I think to most people, this was never, ever about reform. It was always only about control.
But in the minds of the people advocating it, that is reform. They believe they're wrong across the board, but they believe that government needs to run our health care system.
Even if it costs an unsustainable price.
Of course, because this is what they view as
and so what part of the European movie are they watching?
Right. You're absolutely right. We have first-hand example of what happened.
We can watch our own movie happening, our cautionary tale movie happening in Europe today. Folks, there are things going on in Europe today that are proving that this bill will help take us down. When we come back, we're going to talk about Supreme Court. Tintel, stay with us.
One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.